I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Coloradans voted down both statewide transportation ballot measures. Propositions 109 and 110 sought to fast-track highway and local road improvements. Matt Bloom has more.
John Caldera is with the campaign behind 109. He says the failure of both measures means there's no end in sight for the state's transportation funding woes.
Given the Democratic takeover of state government, I imagine that they will be pouring that excess money into things like Medicaid expansion instead of our infrastructure, and I think that's a mistake.
State officials estimate the Colorado Department of Transportation still has about a $9 billion project backlog. Lawmakers do have another transportation funding question on deck for the 2019 ballot.
I'm Matt Bloom.
Bipartisan commissions will now draw Colorado's political maps as Amendments Y and Z passed. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
Amendments Y and Z prohibit gerrymandering for both congressional and state races. Amanda Gonzalez is the executive director of Colorado Common Cause, the group that helped craft the amendments. She says Y and Z will dramatically improve the way districts are drawn in Colorado.
Finally, we're going to have voters, people choosing our politicians and not the other way around.
The next step is to appoint four Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated people to each of the commissions. Their first job will be to create districts for the 2020 census. I'm Stephanie Daniel.
This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.